Hey, it's me, Max Chair, and you're listening to Video Nom Noms. Thank you for listening. Before I get this episode started, I am going to take a hit of marijuana. It's been a long fucking week. This has been one of the worst weeks of my life. But then it's also been great at the same time. Like, weirdly, it's also been, like, the best week of my life. Or one of the best weeks of my life, weirdly. I can't really explain it. It's a weird feeling in a weird place that I'm at right now. You know, for a long time, I was just kind of angry about everything. Hold on a second. Okay, sorry about that. I forgot to rinse off the top of my seltzer, which isn't actually a seltzer. It's a Spindrift, which is sparkling water and real squeezed fruit. Yup, that's it. Raspberry lime is what I'm drinking on. Unsweetened. Real fruit tastes better. It's true. Ingredients: carbonated water, raspberry puree, raspberry juice, and lime juice. No sugar added. Contains 6% juice. I'm assuming the rest is carbonated water. I'm also assuming that this is vegan. It's got to be vegan. Certified gluten-free. Non-GMO project verified. I don't see anywhere that it says vegan, but I guess that goes without saying. So I'm going to crack into this. Let me see if I can get that nice click for you. It's 7:07 p.m. Ooh, you like that? Yeah. Ooh, that's really good. Goddamn. Okay, so... What was I going to say? So, now that it's 2022, I'm trying to be more positive in general and just not be such an egghead all the time. I'm trying to look at things in a more positive way, including people. I hate people. They really irritate me. And that's always been one of my biggest obstacles, if not my biggest obstacle, is just dealing with people. And, yeah, I don't know, I've just been thinking about it. Like, the people I work with are really white trash and horrible and old white Republicans. Just, like, my least favorite kind of people. Just very small town. Cape Cod is a very small town, the whole Cape, so... I'm just learning to deal with these people. I realize that they're retarded. And when I say retarded, I'm not talking about people who have... challenges in life, who are mentally handicapped. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who are actually retarded. Those other people are smarter than the people who I'm talking about. For example, the people who I work with who are actually retarded. So, I just had to get that out there. It's been 1 week since the incident where I accidentally set off the alarm. I'm not fired, but I am laid off. It's been a crazy fucking week. It's time for me to smoke some weed, chill out, and listen to some Earl Sweatshirt. So, I'm not going to be podcasting much tonight. This is going to be another short episode. Tomorrow will definitely be a longer, more extended episode. I plan on going to see Licorice Pizza tomorrow. So, tomorrow will probably be the Licorice Pizza episode. But tonight's episode is about prophecy. Smoke if you got them. Chin chin. Try the red lighter instead. Oh, that worked a little better. I need to buy another lighter tomorrow. Okay, sorry about that one. I had to pack another bowl. So I'm going to take a hit, and then I'm going to get into it. It being my review / discussion of 1979's Prophecy. Chin chin. Now, prophecy has been mentioned on the podcast before. Not just mentioned, it's actually been the subject of the podcast before. It was the subject of a previous podcast episode. Now, that episode was a reading of Quentin Tarantino's review of Prophecy, which appeared on the New Beverly website some time ago. Now, I have to admit, I had this crazy idea, and I was even a little tempted to do it, which was, I could go back, listen to that episode, transcribe it, so go through the episode with a fine-tooth comb, write down every single word so that I have the review written down perfectly, and then read that review back on this episode of the podcast. So that would have been a really crazy thing to do. If I had some time today, I maybe would have considered doing it. I don't think I actually would have done it, because that's a little too crazy, even for me. And plus, I just hate repeating myself. I hate that kind of repetition. So, yeah, needless to say, I didn't do that. But the reason that I would have done that is that that review is no longer on the New Beverly website. All of the reviews, besides some of the Kung Fu reviews, have been taken down. And I don't know if that's because they're appearing in Tarantino's book, which is due to come out in roughly November. His book, Cinema Speculation. I don't know if those reviews are going to appear in the book, and if that's why they were taken down from the website. I don't know. I don't know the reason, but luckily for Video Nasties listeners, you can go back and listen to, I think every single one of those reviews has been recorded by me and collected on this podcast. This is going back a couple years now, I think. This was back when I was like first doing like the real kind of podcast version of the podcast where I smoke a bong. And that was back when I was smoking a bong, listening to music out on the porch and recording the podcast all at the same time. And I would read those reviews, those Tarantino reviews. I distinctly remember reading that one, reading Nightwing, all of them. I even went back and read them again and, you know, did a whole other episode of them. I was obsessed with those reviews, and I'm really, really looking forward to the Cinema Speculation book from Tarantino. I think it'll be my new favorite book. So, back to Prophecy. He said something like, it's basically a piece of shit from the beginning, but it's an enjoyable piece of shit. That's what I remember from that review. And that's exactly right. That kind of sums up the movie for me as well. It's a piece of shit, but it's an enjoyable piece of shit. It, oh, it's asking me to rate it. Oh, okay. I don't have to. Yeah, I enjoyed the movie. There were definitely some issues. There's that scene with the raccoon that feels like it was cut too short. There's the scene with the giant tadpole, which was actually my personal favorite. I thought that was really cool. I'm looking at IMDb right now, and I'm seeing an image of the giant ugly bear monster, which I didn't actually get to. I fell asleep, so I wish I hadn't seen that on IMDb. There's some weird race stuff. There's a white guy who I think is playing a Native American, or he's like the leader of like this group of Native Americans who are trying to protect the land. Oh, here, I guess it does talk about it a little bit. So this is the synopsis on IMDb. Quote, a government health inspector is dispatched to assess the damage a logging company is causing to a patch of forest claimed by Native Americans, and comes face to face with true terror wreaking havoc in the woods. Oh yeah, so there was kind of an interesting scene where you find out about how, a little bit about how, like, paper is made, where they, like, cut, you know, they cut down the tree, they chop it up, and then they soak the logs, and then they kind of break that down into pulp, and then that gets processed through a machine and gets turned into paper. And then a guy talks about it and talks about the chemicals that they use, and some of those chemicals may have leaked, and it may be causing these strange mutations in these animals in the area. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of like a good plot. I thought it was based on a novel for some reason. It kind of seems like it, but I'm not going to say it's a good script, but it's a good concept, I think. Directed by John Frankenheimer, who's not a bad director, a famous director. Written by David Seltzer. John Frankenheimer also directed Seconds, I think. So that's kind of also like a culty kind of movie. Armand Assante plays, I guess he's Italian. He looks Italian in that picture. He plays like the, I guess, I don't know if he's supposed to be Native American. I don't know what the fuck. Talia Shire's in the movie, stars in the movie, or she's the female lead, you know, she does star in it. She's miscast. She's kind of awkward in the movie. I like Talia Shire. I think she's a good actress. But I don't think she was right for this part. I think she's okay in the movie. She does elevate the proceedings. She does class it up. She does bring the movie up, but she's not great in the movie, in my opinion. Robert Foxworth as Rob, terrible. The guy's an asshole, just a total prick, the character. And I'm not someone who believes that characters should be likable, necessarily. I don't believe that characters are supposed to be likable. But this guy's just an asshole. And, yeah, really boring character, boring performance. They needed a better main male character. They needed a better male lead. The guy's a boring actor, and the character's boring and a prick. So, yeah, wasn't impressed with that aspect of it. But I did... Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's an enjoyable piece of shit. That's what it is. Like, it's a shitty movie, kind of, or parts of it are. Some trivia on IMDb. Quote, horror author Stephen King is particularly fond of this film, it says. That's probably not true, but I can kind of see it being true, though. All right. Shot in Canada. In British Columbia, looks like. For the most part, or maybe all of it. Shot on 35mm, 2.35. Yeah, it is wide, I'm remembering now. I do like some of the shots. I like some of, yeah, it's, kind of a good-looking film. Some of it. It's weird. It's almost like part polished studio product from that time, the late 70s, but then it's part, like, schlocky monster movie, which is kind of cool, actually. It's kind of like a cool combination, perfected by Steven Spielberg and Jaws, and perhaps invented by Steven Spielberg and Jaws, and utilized here years later to much lesser effect and much less success. But I'm still gonna have to recommend it. I still have to recommend Prophecy. It's on Hulu. I never check Hulu. I always forget to check Hulu, so I didn't know it was on there. And then my mom actually told me about it. She watched it. And yeah, I watched it on there and didn't finish it. My cat was chilling. I fell asleep. But I will hopefully finish it at some point. So tonight I'm going to watch something. I may finish Prophecy. I'm feeling like I want to start something new. So maybe that's what I'll do. And then tomorrow, it's all about licorice pizza, baby. So check me out tomorrow night talking about Paul Thomas Anderson's new movie, Licorice Pizza. Tonight, I'm gonna go take a shit, I'm gonna smoke some more weed, and I'm gonna listen to Earl Sweatshirt Sick for a third time, for a third night in a row. I've been listening to it once a night. I don't want to overdo it. Normally, a new Earl Sweatshirt album would come out, and I would just listen to it over and over again, just continuously. But this time, I'm taking it slow, I'm taking it easy, I'm listening to it, I'm giving it one listen a night. And that's it. I think it's like 24 minutes long. I forget. I think I already said on the podcast before at one point. But anyway. Yeah, so I'm going to be doing that. And then I'm going to be watching a movie. So I hope you have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.